What are the foundations for world peace? If you have ever contemplated this question, no matter your perspective or religious affiliation, register to attend the free, second annual Interfaith Symposium this Saturday, November 2nd, from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in the Banquet Hall of the Morgan Russell Memorial Arena and Community Center, 1354 Killarney Beach Road. Religious leaders from Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Sikhism and Islamic faiths will discuss this overarching topic. A representative of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jama'ah will be speaking from an Islamic perspective, and a complimentary Pakistani-style dinner will be served with vegetarian options. We're hosting this interfaith symposium to provide community members an opportunity to engage in a unique, thought-provoking discussion in an increasingly polarized society, said Hassan Shaheed, the event organizer from the Innisfil chapter of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jama'ah. Rev. Rob Murdoch, who is a diaconal minister at the St. James United Church in Stroud, said he is looking forward to interfacing with his colleagues from other faith traditions. He is pursuing his master's degree in theology and has read most of the major sacred writings. In addition to Hindu and Buddhist writings, Murdoch said, I've read the Quran, I've read the Bhagavad Gita. Murdoch believes that education is one of the foundations of world peace. As we probably are aware, anytime you have issues within a company, issues within a family, issues within an organization, they generally break down because of communications. Well, the heart of communications is education and knowing. To know that you need to talk, that there is a problem, and without that knowledge, communications can never happen. When asked why community members should register to join the symposium, Murdoch said, the biggest reason is the more we know about each other, the more we understand that we are really all children of a common divinity. And whether you call that divinity by whatever name, when you cut us, we bleed and we are all the same. Diaconal ministers focus on three pillars: education, pastoral care, and social justice. Ordained ministers are primarily concerned with sacraments, such as baptism and communion, and the actual worship service on a Sunday. As a retired detective and sergeant of the Toronto Police Service with a career that spanned 37 years, Murdoch is interested in social justice and has witnessed times of peace and chaos. At the end of my career as a forensic detective, I investigated a number of homicide cases in Toronto, he explained. So I saw people at their absolute worst, but I also saw people at their absolute best as well. I learned practically what happens when people hate, and also what happens that can bring people together with the power of love. If there's one question that Murdoch hopes to discuss on Saturday, it is, what can we do together? Specifically, he wondered what programs they could work on and how they, as a group of faith leaders in the Innisfil community, can make a difference. The event aims to explore the teachings and practices of different religious and philosophical traditions, with the hope that such mutual exploration will encourage better understanding and promote harmonious coexistence among members of society, Shaheed said. Speakers from various faiths and religious backgrounds will be speaking on this important topic from the viewpoint of their respective faith. Local Innisfil residents are invited to attend this thought-provoking event and participate in peaceful dialogue with community members, he said. To register for the symposium, click here.